Good questions are the heart of reflection. I cannot overemphasize the importance of asking good questions when it comes to personal growth. If your questions are focused, they will stimulate creative thinking. Why? Because there is something about a well-worded question that often penetrates to the heart of the matter and triggers new ideas and insights. If your questions are honest, they will lead to solid convictions. If you ask quality questions, they will help you to create a high-quality life. Personal awareness questions. Here is a series of questions to answer to help you develop personal awareness. 1. What is my biggest asset? 2. What is my biggest liability? 3. What was my highest high? 4. What was my lowest low? 5. What is my most worthwhile emotion? 6. What is my least worthwhile emotion? 7. What is my best habit? 8. What is my worst habit? 9. What is most fulfilling to me? 10. What do I prize most highly? You can ask yourself questions in just about any area of life to help you pause, focus, and learn. For example, if you wanted to grow in the area of relationships, you could ask yourself the following questions. 1. Do I value people? 2. Do people know I value them? 3. How do I show it? 4. Am I a plus or a minus in my most important relationships? 5. What evidence do I have to confirm my opinion? 6. What is the love language of the people I love? 7. How can I serve them? 8. Do I need to forgive someone in my life who needs to be given grace? 9. Whom in my life should I take time to thank? 10. Who in my life should be receiving more of my time? What you want to accomplish in life and where you are in the journey will determine what areas you most need to think about today, tailoring the questions to yourself. But the most important thing you must do is write out the questions and write out the answers. Why? Because you will discover that what you think after you write the answer is different from what you thought before you wrote it. Writing helps you to discover what you truly know, think, and believe. Worth the trouble. All of this probably sounds like a lot of steps and a lot of trouble. You're right, it is. That's why most people never do it. But it is worth every bit of effort you put into it. The farther you go in life, the more critical it is that you take time to pause and think. The older you are, the less time you have to stay on purpose and do the things you were created to do. But here's the good news. If you've been diligent in your efforts to grow along the way, you will also be better equipped to fulfill that purpose, even if it requires you to make significant changes or course corrections. Never forget that your goal in personal growth is embracing and striving to reach your potential. To do that, you need to keep pausing, keep asking questions, and keep growing every day. How to set aside time to reflect. 1. Have you created a place where you can consistently and effectively pause and reflect? If not, do so immediately. First, figure out what kind of environment will be good for you. Among the places I have chosen over the years are a rock outdoors, a small isolated room where no one would bother me, and a special chair in my office. Figure out what works for you and stick with it for as long as it's effective. 2. Schedule time to pause and reflect. If you don't, it will always get shuffled off your to-do list. Ideally, you would spend a short time pausing to reflect at the end of every day, between 10 and 30 minutes, a significant time every week, at least an hour or two, part of a day several times a year, half a day, and an extended time annually, as little as a day and as much as a week. Put these times to pause on your calendar and guard them as you would your most important appointments. 3. Where do you need most to grow right now? Is it in self-management? Is there an issue that you can't seem to wrestle down? Are you experiencing a plateau in your career? Are you failing in the most important relationships in your life? Do you need to examine or re-examine your purpose? Do you need to assess what you should be doing if you are in the second half of your life? Whatever your issue is, create questions around it and spend time writing your answers to those questions during your scheduled times of reflection.